Community theater leaders say things haven't been easy for them this past year. Kelly Nolan, executive director of the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, or CUTC, says they've been unable to do any live shows since they canceled their March 2020 show in the middle of its run.
But it was kind of heartbreaking because it was sold out, but we had to do what was safe for everyone.
She says she's hopeful that CUTC can put on a show this November, but that most of their planning is for 2022. However, Nolan says that CUTC will be starting a driveway cabaret soon, where a cast of 10 kids from the community, aged 13 to 18, will perform a mix of solos and small group numbers in people's driveways and backyards for small audiences, just as a way to give the young actors some outlet to perform at all. She and Jacqueline Lowenstein, the president of the Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Champaign, both say that their executive boards have been talking about requiring vaccinations for their actors and crew so they can start producing shows again, but both say that nothing is set in stone regarding the vaccines. At the University of Illinois, professors say performances are coming back a little faster thanks to the university's testing program. Outside the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, a small crowd has gathered in front of the amphitheater to see the new opera, The Last American Hammer. Audience members check in with an usher and then enter a roped-off area where they can sit alone or in pairs in socially distant seats. Eventually, the small string orchestra, all the players masked and sitting 6 feet apart, starts warming up and the crowd starts to quiet down. The Lyric Theater Department, which produced The Last American Hammer, ended up producing 6 live shows total this semester, compared to 1 last semester. The Illinois Theater Department has been using virtual options to give their students something to do during the pandemic, but many students say they're tired of it.
Putting on Zoom theater is kind of miserable.
That's Rebecca Goodman, a junior in theater studies at U of I. She's been directing plays virtually over the last few months, but says it just isn't the same. Now Goodman and other Illinois theater students have gotten a chance to work on what some of them say is their first live show since March of 2020. Illinois Theater produced 3 live shows this semester, one of which was the New Works Festival. Goodman and another theater studies student, Jackie Moreno, both got a chance to direct plays in the festival. For Moreno, this was her first directing project, and she says the pandemic has made the experience bittersweet in a way.
It's a great learning experience. Not to say that I'm happy that this is going on, I'm not, but it is something that I am at least grateful in the fact that I get this experience.
Another one of the live plays was The Heist, an interactive escape room in the Krannert Art Museum. Director of The Heist, Vincent Carlson, says he's excited about what the forced adaptations of theater will mean for future shows.
These are steps and these are techniques and they're experiences and events that we're sharing, and there's great value in that. And I'm interested to see how much of this we retain in the future.
Many theater makers say they're just grateful that they're able to start making art again in whatever ways they can. Moreno summed it up saying,
I don't know, it's a very fantastic feeling because it feels like a part of you was like missing, like you weren't exactly sure what it was, but that's what it was.
I'm Owen Henderson, Illinois Newsroom.